At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
District Court's again in session.
All right, thank you. If we could please have the jurors brought in, I think they're lined up.
All right. Here's officer encounter for your honor.
All right, thank you. Please be seated. Okay, we're back on the record on case CR 22-21-1623, State of Idaho versus Chad Guy Daybell. We just concluded our lunch recess. Ms. Gilbert is on the stand under direct examination at this time, the state continuing. And I will remind the witness you're still under oath for your testimony. With that, once you're ready, Ms. Blake, you can proceed with your continuing direct.
Thank you, Your Honor. And Ms. Gilbert, I think we left off. I'd ask you if Chad or Lori provided you any details regarding how Lori's daughter died.
No.
And you talked about going to clean a house. Was that Emma's house?
That was Emma's house when we took meals to her and that, and she'd gotten quite sick. And so I'd gone to clean her house and for her.
At some point, did you learn that Lori's children were missing?
I did learn. I believe it was after in November, I learned that they were missing. And I learned who their mother was and that she was married to Chad. So my husband and I called Chad and asked him, are these her children that are missing? And he said that, yes, that it was a custody battle, and that when everything came out, it would be fine.
And would this have been after Chad and Lori had told you of their plans to get married?
Yes, I think it was after they were married.
And after that visit in late October, early November, where both Chad and Lori were present, did you learn whether or not Chad was still in Idaho?
He was still in Idaho when they came to visit us, and then it's when I cleaned Emma's house, I believe, and that's when she told me they had gotten married.
Did you learn where Chad had gotten married?
Yes.
And where was that?
In Hawaii.
After his marriage, did Chad ever come to your residence again?
Yes. He came and showed us wedding pictures of their wedding there in Hawaii, and was quite excited to show us his wedding pictures.
And do you recall approximately how much time had passed between he and Lori's first visit to your house and then that second visit when they were married?
I think it was 2 weeks.
Were you surprised to see wedding photos?
Yes.
And why were you surprised?
I was surprised they'd got married so early. I was really surprised when they had told me they didn't know when or how, but then I was surprised that it was so early.
And you were friends with Tammy, right?
Yes.
At some point after that visit, when Chad and Lori showed you the wedding photos, did Chad come to your residence again?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately when that would have been?
He came after Lori was arrested in Hawaii, and he had moved back to Idaho. And he came and asked if he could, I think it was when her first bond was going to come up. And that's when he asked us if we would put our house up for her bond.
And prior to asking for you to put up the bond, do you recall if he ever asked if he could live with you?
Yes, he did.
And what did you tell him?
Well, it was like an overnight, if he could be overnight. And I was okay with an overnight, but I could not let him live with us. So we told him that our daughter was going to move in and there wouldn't be any room.
And then he'd ask you to consider putting up some bond money or putting up your property. Is that correct?
Judge, I'm going to object at this point. We're getting a little leading.
Sustain.
And I think you had previously indicated that he asked you about bond. Yes. Do you recall what he asked you in relation to that?
When he came in, he was quite upset. And he said he had to get her out of jail. And that it was, he cried and said it. He said it was just killing her to be in jail, and could we put our house up for bond? And we asked him if he had family that could help him. He said no. And he mentioned another friend, I think. He said he couldn't help him. And we said we would think about it, you know, and I think that was a Saturday. Sunday, we got a text from him, and he was wanted to bring the bondswoman to our home and to meet her at our house that Sunday.
And did you, in fact, have another conversation with Chad about posting bond or putting your property up?
Yes, there was two conversations. This was the first one.
And what did you ultimately end up deciding?
No.
During your conversation with Chad regarding the bond, do you recall anything about the comment previously made about Lori's daughter dying coming up?
Yes, because I asked him, how many daughters does Lori have? And he said, one. And I said, well, when we met you, you told me she had a daughter that passed away. And he said, no, I didn't. And I said, yes, you did. And then when I asked him about the missing children, and he said it was a custody battle. So that's why I asked, how many daughters does she have? And then he denied telling me that.
Did you learn the name of Lori's daughter?
I only learned not through him. I didn't.
Have you since heard the name Tylee?
Yes.
Do you recall specifically talking to Chad about Tylee?
I did. When he asked about the bond, I was a little miffed that he had asked that. And so I thought, I'm asking you some questions. So I asked him, where are the children? And I asked him, where's Tylee? I said, you know, she's a teenager. So I said, doesn't she want a life and come out and say, I'm the missing girl? I want a job and a life and a boyfriend. And he just said, she didn't like people and she didn't like me.
Did something stick out about those statements?
He said didn't.
So he used the past tense.
He did.
And backing up a little bit, do you recall a time in February of 2019 when Chad was at your residence?
Yes. He had come over. We were working on a bedroom floor, and he came over, and as he was leaving, that's when he mentioned that he had a vision or such that Tammy was going to pass away. He didn't know how or when, but before her 50th birthday.
And do you recall around that same time, Chad saying anything about Tammy and games on a computer?
Yes. He had told my husband and I that Tammy liked to play some games on the computer, and that he had told her that her grandmother, I think, but she was dead, had come to him and told him to tell her that she was not happy with Tammy on the computer, that she was wasting her time on the computer.
When Chad made the comment about Tammy going to die, did Tammy have any health issues that you were aware of?
No. In fact, I kind of just passed it off. I didn't really take it serious, honestly, because she wasn't.
If I may have just a moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Cross-examination.
Thank you, Judge. Ms. Gilbert, can you tell me how often on a weekly basis you would see Tammy Daybell?
We had our meetings on Wednesday mornings, and then I would see her on Sunday.
At church?
Yeah.
So, and how long were the meetings on Wednesday morning?
Oh, an hour to 2 hours.
Okay. And how many people were present at that meeting when you would see her for those Wednesday meetings?
There were four of us.
Okay. And that was about for 2 hours?
That was the longest.
Okay. That was a long meeting?
That was the longest we went.
Oh, the longest you go. Okay. And then as far as church is concerned, did you sit next to each other at church?
No, sometimes in our second meeting, we sat by each other because it was our presidency, but not in the first meeting.
Okay. So church would last about how long on a Sunday?
2 hours.
Okay. So you would see her for about 3 to 4 hours a week?
Yeah.
Would that be fair? Okay. And then after the birth of Emma's child, the Daybell family would sit at the back of the church. Is that right? You recall that?
Objection, Your Honor. Facts not in evidence. Counsel's testifying. Move to strike.
So the location of where they would sit, generally, do you recall that they would sit in the front of the church in the beginning?
Not quite in the front, maybe the middle.
Okay. And then after Emma's child was born, they would, out of respect, move to the back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you have any recollection of Chad spending mornings at the Salem Church every morning with his truck parked up there?
Objection, Your Honor. Facts not in evidence.
Overruled.
Do you have any information about Chad parking his truck up at the Salem Church every morning?
On Sunday morning?
Every morning.
I have no idea every morning.
Okay. And you do understand that Tammy's family was from Springville, right?
Yes.
And you, so it wouldn't have been particularly unusual for Tammy to have a service in Springville out of respect to her family over there, correct?
No, and I didn't.
Okay. You made mention of something about our presidency, and my notes say Bishop provided a meal. Talk to me about that a little bit.
So the four of us in our Relief Society presidency, and I had contacted the bishop, and he wanted to be part of that. So us three sisters now in the Relief Society provided the meal, and the bishop included in on that.
And then my notes say the 26th of October is the date that Chad mentioned that he met Lori when he was talking with you, and he mentioned that he met Lori Vallow at a conference in St. George, Utah.
Right.
And that was sometime in very late of 2018, right?
I believe that conference was.
Okay.
In 2018.
And you mentioned that the way you knew Lori Vallow was through a person by the name of Melanie Gibb.
Right.
And you know Melanie Gibb as someone who's a deeply involved in the Preparing the People movement and that those sort of organizations, right?
Objection, Your Honor. Facts not in evidence. Counsel's testifying.
Sustained.
How do you know Melanie Gibb?
I don't know how we came upon her podcast, and I was trying to remember how we knew of her podcast, but I didn't know Lori, and so we just wanted to listen to Melanie's.
Okay.
And then that's where I heard of Lori, is through on her podcast.
So did you know of Melanie through the fact that she had a podcast, or did you know her through her participation in the Preparing the People movement?
I just knew it through the podcast.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, you mentioned that Chad talked to you about taking all of the kids to Disneyland. Is it possible they said Knott's Berry Farm?
I heard Disneyland.
Okay. Okay. Have you been to Chad's house?
Yes.
Okay. And is it fair to say that it's a one-story house?
There's an addition to the house.
Right.
You walk through a breezeway, and then there's stairs that goes up.
Right. And when you say an addition, it's more of a building that's...
Objection, Your Honor. Counsel's testifying. Witness has already said.
Sustained.
Okay. Are you aware that that attachment to the back of the house doesn't have any electric?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Are you aware that the attachment to the house, that build-on, doesn't have any heat?
Objection, Your Honor. Counsel's testifying. Facts not in evidence. Move to strike.
Sustained. Mr. Pryor, it's got to be questioning, not just testimony through your question.
Well, Judge, I'm asking her if she's aware.
Well, I know, but there's a proper way to do that with facts from the witness, not from you.
Do you have you been in that addition that's attached to the house?
I have.
Okay. Do you have any information about what utilities are available in that building?
I don't. I didn't look at that part.
And are you aware that nobody uses that?
Objection, Your Honor. Counsel's testifying or attempting to testify. Move to strike.
Sustained.
Do you have any knowledge about any of the family members utilizing any of that portion of the addition?
I knew that Garth had a ham radio set up and I think a drum set.
Okay.
I don't know on their living conditions.
Okay. Were you aware of their living conditions in the primary residence?
I just knew of where Tammy's room was at.
Okay. And that's Chad's room as well?
I assume so.
Okay. And then in the other bedroom is, it would be whose room?
I don't know which rooms the children, the kids, whose room was what.
Okay. At the time of Tammy's passing, do you know who was living in the residence at the time?
I believe Garth was.
Okay. Anybody else?
I'm not sure if Seth was or not.
Okay.
He could have been.
Okay. And then obviously you previously mentioned something about Emma living kitty corner from the house, right?
Right. And then Mark was coming home from his mission, so he would have lived there, but okay. Not yet.
And the other daughter lives somewhere in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you indicated that Chad openly spoke to you about the Disneyland, discussed it with you openly, right?
Yeah, just that they were going to take the kids to Disneyland.
Okay. So at around the time of October, when these discussions, I believe these discussions were in October, right?
Right.
He wasn't trying to hide his whereabouts in any way, was he?
He didn't with us.
And he wasn't trying to conceal where he was going on trips and vacations, correct?
No, not with us. He didn't.
And he openly discussed with you his plans for the future, correct?
That he was going to go to Hawaii and write a book.
Okay. And did you get the impression from Chad when he was talking about the children, that the children, that he felt the children were still alive?
I didn't know of missing children then.
Okay. Well, that wasn't really my question. My question was, at the time he was talking to you about the children, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's okay. I mean, I know this is nerve-wracking.
Not sure which time.
Okay. It's okay. But at the time you've had discussions with Chad about the children, based on his demeanor, did you get the impression that he felt the children were still alive?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
I felt like he was avoiding it. I didn't get, I couldn't get a straight answer.
Okay. So when he told you that when the truth comes out and that you felt it was a custody case, that didn't give you the impression that when the truth came out, it was a custody case, that the children's whereabouts would be told to everybody?
That's what he told me, but okay. I was confused.
Okay. It's okay. Judge, that's all I have. Thank you, Your Honor.
I'll redirect.
Thank you, Your Honor. Do you have any idea where Chad went every morning?
I have no idea.
And you didn't talk about that, right?
No, I do know that he, because we didn't leave our home every morning. So I asked, sometimes I saw, we saw his vehicle wasn't there. So I think I asked him where he did go. He said he went to the college.
So not the church, but the college.
The college, to the library.
And you've been in the Daybell residence, correct?
Right.
And you talked about there are stairs in that residence?
There is to get
it. Judge, I'm going to object. Mischaracterization.
Overruled.
So at least all of the residence is not one story. Is that fair?
Right.
And you were asked about Chad sharing with you his plans for the future. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And his plans for the future, as far as what he told you, were what again?
That he was going to Hawaii. But they did talk about marriage, but they didn't know when or where.
So the plans included going to Hawaii, correct?
Right.
And the plans also included marrying Lori Vallow.
Right.
When Chad first mentioned Lori's daughter, again, he referred to her as dead.
Judge, I'm going to object. There's not only is it leading.
Overruled.
He did. He, as I was asking her about her husband, and he mentioned that she just had a daughter that had passed.
So from that conversation, Chad knew or believed one of Lori's children was dead.
Yeah.
Are you aware that Lori's children were found on Chad Daybell's property?
Judge, yes. Objection.
Grounds?
It's now, I'll withdraw the judge at this point. That's fine.
Are you aware Lori's children's remains were found on Chad Daybell's property?
Yes.
I have no further questions.
All right. That will conclude the testimony then of this witness. Does the state have any intention of a recall of this witness?
No, Your Honor.
Will the defense intend to recall her or have her brought in your case in chief, Mr. Pryor?
No, Judge, I don't think so.
Okay. Then you are released from any subpoena. Court appreciates your testimony and appearing for trial. You may go ahead and step down. Thank you. All right. The state can call this next witness.
Your Honor, the state will call Todd Gilbert.
Very well.
Solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
All right, at this time, then, the witness has been sworn. Mr. Gilbert, before we proceed with testimony, I want to inquire as to whether or not you have watched any of the trial, either online or through any news media outlet or here in person in court.
I have not.
Okay. Have you discussed with anyone else their trial testimony?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your responses. You can inquire on direct, Ms. Blake.
Thank you, Your Honor. Would you please state your name and spell it for the record?
Todd Gilbert. T-O-D-D-G-I-L-B-E-R-T.
Do you know an individual named Chad Daybell?
Yes, I do.
And did you know an individual named Tammy or Tamara Daybell?
Yes.
How did you know them?
In 2015, I heard of Chad Daybell. He was an author and wrote books. And that's how I heard of him, and that he was an author.
Had you read some of his books?
Yes.
And did you read those books before you ever actually met Chad in person?
Most of them, yes.
And then when you, did you end up relocating?
Yes. We moved into the Salem area in Chad's neighborhood around March of 2017.
Did you meet Chad in person at that time?
Yes.
And did you also meet Tammy in person?
Yes.
And outside of Chad being an author, how did you come to meet them?
We were in the same ward with him, the same neighborhood. And so within a week, I believe we met him at church and introduced ourselves. And that's how it started off right there.
Out of Tammy and Chad, would you say there was one of them that you knew better or spent more time with?
Yes, Chad.
And how often would you see Chad?
Probably on the average about once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. Depended on time of year and that.
And was that generally at church?
Yes.
Did you see him at times outside of church?
Yes. Sometimes I'd see him on his lawn, or sometimes he had me come over and help him do some plumbing stuff.
And we talked about that you'd read some of Chad's books. Did Chad ever discuss his religious beliefs or his purported beliefs with you?
Yes, a little bit sometimes. They didn't ring true with me on everything. I thought, well, I had no reason to doubt him, but maybe they happened to him, the things that he was going to see in the area and that. So,
and when you talk about things he was going to see, are those oftentimes referred to as visions?
Yes.
And did you talk to Chad about some of the books he had written?
Yes.
And did he share with you whether those were fictional or non-fictional?
Yes, he also wrote children's books earlier. I didn't read any of them, but he wrote a couple of different series. And I'd read the first series and the second series, and he was in the process of finishing the second series in 2019. And so we did discuss a lot of the different events that he had in them books, both series.
And was it your understanding that all those events were fictional?
Yes, they were fictional based on his dreams, visions, near-death experience.
So part of the books were based on his visions, at least?
Yes.
And then part of them was fictional?
Right.
Was your understanding?
Yes, that's what I understood.
When Chad would talk with you about his beliefs, did it feel like he was trying to teach you or just share them with you?
A lot of times we would just kind of talk about the events that he'd seen. At that point, he wasn't necessarily really trying to teach me anything. He was just talking about things in the future that was coming up.
And when we talked about church, what church is it?
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And did the things Chad tell you always comport with standard LDS doctrine?
No.
And it sounds like you would be willing to listen to him when he would share these things with you. Is that fair?
Yes, I would listen to some of the stuff he had to say. It was interesting.
Did you hold all those same beliefs?
No.
Do you recall Chad coming to your residence around February of 2019?
Yes.
Do you recall anything about that visit that stood out to you?
Yes. Myself and my wife were working on a bedroom floor trying to get some old tile out so we could put some carpet in, and Chad sent me a text, said he wanted to come over and talk to us. So he came over and we were finishing up, and he talked about some other stuff and talked about he on the way out, he says, I don't know if I should say this to you, but I feel like I should tell you that Tammy's mission is going to come to an end, or her life mission, before her 50th birthday.
At that time, did you know how old Tammy was?
No, I figured she was around 48, though, it seems like.
At some point, did you learn of Tammy's passing?
Yes.
Do you recall when you learned of her passing?
Yes, on the morning of October 19th, 2019, about 7 a.m., we received a phone call from Emma, Chad's daughter, and she was crying, and she said that her mom...
I'm going to object. Hearsay.
Sustained.
And did Emma seem upset to you?
Yes.
I think you indicated she was crying.
Yes.
At some point, did Chad take the phone?
Yes.
And at some point during that call, did you learn of Tammy's passing?
Yes.
Did you end up going to the Daybell residence that morning?
Yes, we did.
Do you recall approximately what time you would have gone over?
It was around 8:15 a.m. In the morning.
When you got to the residence, did you make any observations of Chad?
Yes. When we walked in the living room, all of his children were there except for Mark, which was on a mission. I'm not sure if his second daughter was there. And they were all sitting on the couch. And Chad didn't seem like he was real sad, like I would expect somebody to be after their spouse who just passed on. He seemed kind of businesslike to me, I thought. And I thought that was kind of strange. And I know Chad's demeanor was a little hard to figure out because he's soft-spoken. So sometimes it was hard to tell if he was crying. So that's how it looked to me that morning.
And you said you arrived there around 8:15, you believe?
Yes.
So Tammy had just been pronounced dead shortly before that. Was that your understanding?
That's what we understand, yes.
Do you recall Chad making any statements to you that day or having a conversation with him?
Yes, I was talking to him about it a little bit, and I said to him, I forgot that what he had told me in February about Tammy passing. I said to him, well, it looks like it must have happened, and he said, yes, it did, and he kind of turned his back away from the children, which were sitting on the couch, and he says that they didn't really know about it. They hadn't heard of it before. He hadn't told them.
And when you say they hadn't heard of it and he hadn't told them, is that referring to his vision that Tammy was going to pass away?
Yes.
Do you recall if Chad told you anything regarding how Tammy had died?
Yes. I asked him if he had any idea of what happened to her. And he says that she got up around midnight. She had a big coughing spell and she also threw up, and that she went back to bed. And then he figures she died around 2 a.m. and from an embolism or something like that. I don't know how he knew that, but, and that about 5:30, she rolled her weight of her body. I guess she rolled out of bed onto the floor partially. And he hollered for Garth to come and help her lift her back on the bed.
So he told you it was believed the time of death was around 2 a.m.?
Yes.
And then he indicated to you that 3 to 4 hours later, she rolled out of bed?
Yes.
Had you had an opportunity prior to Tammy's passing to observe her?
Yes, several occasions. We would see her shopping at Walmart. She looked fine, talked fine. We'd see her at church.
Judge, I'm going to be at this point. It's becoming a narrative.
Overruled.
You can continue.
We would see her at church at least once a week. See her out in the yard when we was driving by, turning the corner. She looked fine.
And you say she looked fine. Did you ever notice anything with regard to her appearing to have failing health?
No.
Were you ever able to make observations of Chad and Tammy together?
Yes.
What did you observe about their interactions with each other?
When we first moved into the Salem area, I was assigned as a home teacher for the church to go to his home. And usually him and Tammy would be sitting on the couch and they were holding hands and seemed like a good couple. And then at church, it was a lot the same. when we first moved into the ward, they were pretty well halfway up to the front or even closer to the front. I did notice as time went on in 2019, start of 2019 to Tammy's death, that they were slowly moving towards the back like they were trying to hide or didn't want to be seen, or their demeanor seemed to be a little separate from each other.
And in relation to you and Chad talking, at any point did he decrease in telling you about his beliefs or different things like that?
Yes, that was about the same time, beginning of 2019, end of 2018. He was harder to find him at church, I guess, to ask him, you know, anything. And he told me that, the preparation world was slowing down a little bit. People were kind of tired of it, didn't want to know as much. And so there just wasn't as much going on. And he was harder to, I guess, corner to talk to.
And going back to October 19th, did you leave and come back to the residence that day, to the Daybell residence?
Yes. Well, after we'd been there a while, we asked Chad if family would like breakfast. So we went to the McDonald's in Rexburg and got breakfast and brought it back to him. And when we arrived, there was more people there then. And so Gar said just to leave it on the kitchen table there. So that's where we left it.
At some point, do you recall having a conversation with Chad about what his plans were in relation to staying in the residence?
Yes. The day after the funeral, the same night that they had the memorial, I believe it was on a Wednesday night, we took him a dinner over there around 6, I believe. And after talking to him for a minute, he said, I've got to move out. I can't stay here anymore. And so asked him where he's going to move to. And he said he has a friend over on Pioneer Road in Rexburg, had an apartment that's not there all the time, and that he was going to move in with that person, which I figured was a man at the time.
And did Chad ever provide you the name of who he was going to move in with?
No, he didn't.
And you talked about that being after Tammy's memorial. Do you recall when her memorial was?
Yeah, it was on the Wednesday after Tammy died. I can't remember exactly what date.
And do you recall that Tammy died on a Saturday?
Yes.
Did you attend her funeral?
Yes, we did.
And do you recall when her funeral was?
It was the following Tuesday, which was the 22nd, I believe.
And do you recall where the funeral was?
Yes, in Springville, Utah.
Did anything strike you as odd about the timing of the funeral?
Yes. It seemed like things were way hurried fast. Going back to when Tammy died, when we were there, we asked him about, you know, about the funeral, and we figured it was going to be a few more days than the following Tuesday. That seemed real odd, like somebody had been thinking ahead of time.
Judge, I'm going to object. That.
Grounds.
Speculation.
Overruled.
You can continue.
That seemed real fast to have a funeral for your spouse that you were in love with. And so it just seemed real fast to us and odd.
And in attending the funeral, did you make any observations of Chad?
Yes. When we arrived there, we went in, and it was before it started. So we went in the viewing area, and Chad and his children are in there along with relatives on both sides of the family. And he was standing by the casket, and he seemed okay. He looked okay. We talked to him for a minute or two and looked at Tammy in the casket. And we felt like we needed a closure with Tammy because we'd known her, and that he just seemed like he was in a hurry to get it over with, kind of like, I guess you might say.
And then we talked about when you got back, you went to his residence. Did you attend the memorial?
No, we did not.
And it's at that time that he let you know he was going to be moving out?
Yes.
Sometime after that, did you and your wife make contact with Chad?
Yes, I believe it was the following Saturday or somewhere in that area. We thought, well, maybe it'd be a good idea to run over and see how he's doing and take a pizza to him. So we gave him a call about 5:30 p.m. And he said, well, maybe I'll just hurry and come over and see you guys at your house. So, like, he didn't want us to come over to his place. So That's how we lined it up.
And did he, in fact, end up coming to your residence?
Yes, he got there about 6 o'clock.
And when he arrived at the residence, did you end up having a conversation with him?
Yes, he came in, and my wife had just got done making some cookies. So he sat down at the table, and we were kind of standing there just chatting, you know, how he was doing. He wanted to know how we were doing. And then he seemed a little hesitant. He says, I need to tell you something. And he says, I have a girlfriend. And of course, we about fell on the floor. But I kind of felt like he was a little hesitant to tell us and like he was going to have to prod him to say who it was. But then he said her name was Lori Ballow. And I thought to myself, I've heard that name before. And then I thought of a podcast that I'd heard her on.
Had you ever met Lori Ballow in person?
Not at that time.
And this occurred approximately a week or a little less than a week after Tammy was pronounced dead?
Yes, probably about a week and a half.
Did he end up telling you anything else about his girlfriend other than her name?
Yes, he said that Tammy's mission was basically over with this earth life. And so his second half of his life was supposed to be with Lori, and that she was going to help him do his mission, and that she was beautiful and stuff like that.
And was Lori was not with him on that occasion. Is that right?
No.
At some point, did you end up meeting Lori?
Yes. Well, Chad was still there. He says that Lori and her friends were going to be in the area, and that would we like to meet her? And we said, yes, we would. And so we worked in the Rexburg Temple on Tuesdays. We had the night shift. And Chad said that him and her, or Lori, and a couple of her friends were going to be in the temple doing some work that afternoon, and that they'd try to meet us.
And did you, in fact, end up meeting them at the temple?
Yes.
So the first time you met Lori in person, she was at the temple with Chad?
Yes.
At a later time, do you recall Chad and Lori coming to your residence?
Yes, it was 2 or 3 days after that, I believe.
And when they came to your residence, did you end up having a conversation with them?
Yes.
Do you recall what they told you?
When they first come in, they were real happy, excited, kind of like with each other. So we invited them in, come sit on the couch. They ended up sitting real close to each other, holding hands. And one thing we thought was strange, I seen Chad rubbing her leg, and I thought to myself, that's kind of odd. Your first wife has died within a week and a half, and you're carrying on kind of like a teenager sitting there that's first in love. So I thought it was odd.
Had you ever seen him act like that with Tammy?
No.
Do you recall them talking to you about their plans for a future together?
Yes. They said that they were going to eventually end up in Hawaii. And I guess Lori had already lived over there. So they were going to go back to Hawaii and live permanently after they got things all wrapped up here.
Do you recall if they indicated their plan to be together?
Yes, they were planning on being together, eventually get married.
And do you recall if there was any conversation regarding Lori's former spouse?
Yes. While they were there, we asked him, you know, the normal stuff you'd ask people when they come visit you the first time. You know, have you been married before? She said, yes, she had. Her husband had died of a heart attack in December 2018 is what she told us.
Do you recall any conversations or statements made regarding Lori's daughter?
Yes, we asked her if she had any children. She said that she had had several. And Chad kind of popped up and said that she had a daughter that had just died. And so we didn't know what to think of that.
When Chad mentioned that Lori had a daughter that had just died, did Lori say anything different?
No, she didn't say anything.
Do you recall if either of them ever mentioned Lori having a minor son?
No, I can't recall anything of that.
And after that visit, do you recall them coming to your residence on another occasion?
Yes, they came back, what was it, probably about the second week in November, I believe, 2019, after they had got married. Why? And they kind of stopped in just to see us, and they wanted to show us all of their wedding pictures, which was, we thought was quite a few. And so then we just, then they talked about how they had planned a family trip with Chad's children, the ones that were here, and yeah, all of his children to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm around Thanksgiving time.
Did they ever mention taking Lori's children with them on that trip?
No.
And they shared with you their wedding photos?
Yes.
Did you learn when they had gotten married?
We was informed probably a week before that, that they had got married on the 5th of November.
In those wedding photos they shared with you, did you ever see a teenage girl?
No.
Ever see a minor boy?
Nope.
Did you see Alex Cox in those pictures?
No.
Have you met Melanie Gibb before?
Yes.
Did you see her in those pictures?
No.
Who was in the pictures?
Just Chad and Lori.
Did you ever have occasion to talk with Chad about how his kids felt about Lori?
Yes. When we would see him, he would already bring it up himself that they were fine with Lori, that Tammy had appeared to him in spirit, I don't know, at least twice, and said that she was doing fine and that she understood the plan, that she was going to move on in the spirit world, and then that Chad's mission was to be married to Lori, and that his children were basically becoming fine with that thing, which seemed odd to us. But
and he specifically indicated Tammy had come to him in a vision or something?
Yes.
And she'd indicated she was fine with everything.
Yes.
After that visit around Thanksgiving, did Chad ever, or I think it was a little before Thanksgiving, did Chad ever return to your residence at a later time?
I can't say for sure, but it seems like it. There was about three different times.
And I think you said that your understanding was Chad and Lori's plan was to eventually move to Hawaii permanently?
Yes.
Did some additional visits happen before they moved?
Not that I can recall. The last time we seen him was before Thanksgiving.
And after they'd moved, at some point, did Chad end up coming to your residence?
Yes, he came to our residence after Lori was brought back to Rexburg and after he got back into the area.
And do you recall why Chad came to your residence?
Yes, I remember that when he walked in the door, he says that the Christ had sent me here to ask you guys if you would be willing to put your home up for bond to get Tammy out of jail. Lori out of jail.
Did you end up agreeing to do that?
No, there's a lot more things that had to be figured out before that was going to happen.
And do you recall being present for a conversation regarding the statement Chad had previously made about Lori's daughter?
Yes.
And what do you recall hearing Chad say?
I remember him saying that she didn't really like him too much, and that so she would kind of stay away from him. She was like a typical college student.
And have you been to the Daybell residence before?
Yes.
Are there stairs somewhere in the residence?
There is one set that lead up to a room in the back part of the home.
I have no further questions.
All right. That'll conclude the direct. We can go ahead. Let's go ahead and begin with Cross. I think, Mr. Pryor, where we're at.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Gilbert.
Good afternoon.
So the last question the prosecutor asked you is about a part of the house that have stairs.
Yes.
You're familiar with the Daybell house, correct?
Yes.
The brick part of the house is a one-story building. Is that fair?
Correct.
And then on the back is an attached building that has some stairs, it's almost like an attached garage. Would that be fair?
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates the evidence. Counsel's testifying. Move to strike.
How would you describe that attached building?
The mechanical room in the bottom, storage room in the bottom, and then just a room up above it.
And to your knowledge, did anybody ever use that for sleeping quarters?
I believe Garth might have once in a while.
It wasn't used for anything else but storage. Would that be
objection,
fair?
Your Honor. Misstates the testimony. Move to strike.
Stained.
Garth may have used it once. Is that correct? Or a couple
objection,
of times?
Your Honor. Misstates the testimony. Move to strike.
Sustained.
The attached building that you're talking about, who used the building?
It looked like the whole family used the building to me. They had a ham radio up there.
Okay.
Set of drums.
And was, to your knowledge, was there ever a bedroom set up there?
There was a bed.
Okay. Was there ever a desk or any office furniture?
Not that I'd seen.
Computer?
Nope.
No kind of organized office up there?
No.
Okay. And do you know whether or not there was utilities available to that room up there?
I do not believe there was heat up there, so I don't think so, other than power.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned the name Melanie Gibb a couple of times. You recognized her through some sort of a podcast. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that something that occasionally you would listen to one of her podcasts?
Yes.
And is she someone who is involved in anything, any organization attached to the LDS faith?
No, not that I'm aware of.
She does something. Are you familiar with the term preparing the people?
Yes.
And then she's involved in that organization.
To my knowledge, not really.
Other than the podcast, how do you know Melanie Gibb?
When they had the Preparing a People conference up here in Caldwell, Idaho, over here that in February 2019, we went over there and Chad introduced me to her.
Okay. Did you know Melanie Gibb from any other occasion?
I'd never met her. I just heard her.
And she spoke at that conference?
Yes, I believe so.
And on the subject of speaking at conferences, were you aware of Chad ever making statements at any of his conferences about Tammy's health or whether he has any predictions about her demise?
No, I never did hear him publicly say that in any of the conferences.
Okay. And did you have an occasion to attend these conferences somewhat regularly?
We attended three of them.
Okay. And the term a vow came across as part of my research. Do you know what the term a vow is?
Yes, it stands for, it's a website, but I can't remember what a vow stands for now.
Okay. Is it linked to this Preparing the People stuff?
No.
It
is a preparation website.
It is not, or it is?
It is.
It's a preparation website. And when we're talking about preparation, that's not necessarily anything that's inconsistent with the LDS faith, correct?
No.
I mean, there's no limitation through your faith saying you can't participate in this preparation stuff, right?
No.
And Chad was an active member in the LDS faith throughout the time you've known him, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the writing of these fiction books doesn't necessarily preclude him from being a part of his LDS faith. Is that fair?
No.
Okay. And he is entitled to his opinion as to how he would express what he believes versus what maybe someone else in the LDS faith would believe, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You made mention of meeting at the temple and meeting Lori Vallow.
Yes.
I don't know the limitations of your faith, so that's why I'm asking this question. When you go to the temple, is there a limitation as to who's allowed to go to this temple?
Well, yes, you have to be basically an active member and have a temple recommend to get in the temple.
Okay, so what's a temple recommend?
That's where you go see your bishop, which is over the ward, and he asks you a set of questions to see if you're basically living the gospel.
Okay, so when you went to the temple, who you saw Lori Vallow there. Who else was there?
There was Melanie Boudreau, and I can't recall the other lady.
Okay. Now, are you aware if it was Lori Vallow who told Chad Daybell Tylee didn't like him?
No, it seemed like that's just what Chad said.
Okay. And you mentioned that Chad is a soft-spoken person.
Yes.
He's not a dynamic personality, is he?
No.
Somewhat shy?
It looks that way, yeah.
Reserved?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you mentioned that the family was planning a trip to Knott's Berry Farm first you said Disneyland and Knott's Berry.
I heard both.
And this was in the second week of November, right?
Right.
That's when you met with Chad?
That's when they come over the second time.
Okay. So it wasn't a secret that they were planning on going on a vacation with the family to Knott's Berry Farm. That wasn't any kind of a secret,
I don't believe so.
Okay. The common knowledge.
Yeah.
And that had been planned, you said the second week of November. Could we be more specific about the time or date, or you just don't remember?
I don't recall. I would say it was about a week after they got married.
Okay.
him and Lori, that is.
So would it be fair to say that by the second week of November, there were already plans in place to go on this family vacation?
Well, I would think they probably had plans in.
Right.
Yes.
And when we say the second week of November, are we talking like the 14th of November?
Possibly.
Okay. And Judge, if I could just have a minute.
You may.
Thank you, Your Honor. Oh, yeah. So when you spoke to Chad about the circumstances surrounding Tammy's death, he mentioned to you that she had a coughing spell that night, right?
Correct.
And he mentioned to you that she had been vomiting.
Yes.
Did he say what she had may have eaten that was causing her to vomit that night?
No.
Okay. And then there was some discussion about some sort of an embolism, or there was something with her head that went wrong. Is that fair?
He didn't say head. He just said embolism.
Okay. Okay. And then there was a discussion with Chad that when they discovered Tammy in the morning, that he called out to Garth. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And that's what he told you,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what he said.
And then he also told you that when he called out to Garth, Garth and Chad had to pick Tammy up off the floor and put her back into the bed. Is that what you
were saying? That's the way I understood it.
Okay. Okay, Judge, I don't think I have anything else. Thank you.
All right. Blake, if you'd like to redirect, you may.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Gilbert, you were asked if preparing a people is attached to the LDS faith. Is that specifically attached to the LDS faith?
No.
And were some of the things Chad discussed beyond the standard LDS teachings?
You mean when he was speaking in them?
No, sorry. Let me back up. When he would talk with you, were some of the things that he shared beyond the standard LDS beliefs?
Yes.
You were asked about getting a temple recommend. If someone disclosed they were having an affair, would they qualify for a temple recommend?
No.
And you were asked about Garth and Chad picking Tammy back up and putting her in bed, and you recall them telling you that?
Yes.
You were also told that Tammy died around 2 a.m., correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you were told she rolled out of bed several hours later?
Yes.
I have nothing further.
All right. Then that will conclude the testimony of Mr. Gilbert. Is the state intending to recall him at any point?
No, Your Honor. Mr. Gilbert can be excused.
Will he be called in the defense?
I won't be calling him, Judge. Thank you, sir.
All right. You're released from any subpoena. Thank you for appearing to testify. Ms. Blake, would you prefer to start a new witness at this time or have a mid-afternoon recess?
Your Honor, we'll leave it to the court's discretion. We have a couple of additional witnesses. If the court wants to take an afternoon break now, that's fine. I think we do have one witness that would be a little shorter as well if the court wants us to continue.
Let's take the recess at this time, and we'll continue on after that. So it's about 10 after. Let's try to come back on at 2:30, please.
All right, please.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.